And it's a gorgeous day down here at Cranbourne. Marie McEwen has just lobbed. She's doing feverishly preparing for the 9 till 10 when we've got a suite of amazing guests coming up. So I hope you enjoy that. And if you are in the neighbourhood, you can still rock up here. Cranbourne Turf Club, not the training centre, the Turf Club, park in the main car park, up the stairs. And the seminar begins at 9 o'clock. So that's it's at 10 o'clock. It's just around the corner. Matty Newitt's stepped into the chair for the latest news, and there's plenty going on. How are you, Matty?
I'm not too bad, Matty. Gee, that little opener there, it sounded like the Royals are going to Cranbourne. I like it.
Oh, Deborah Sieber. Yeah, looking forward to going through her life journey. Mate, the Darwin Cup is a race that tends to deliver extra every year, and certainly the last 3 years have been the case with that, and certainly no different this year. And well done to Gary Clark and family. They needed a distraction, and certainly the whole carnival has provided that for them, hasn't it?
No, you're right, and it is funny how racing can deliver those sorts of stories more than just about any other sport, Matty. And wonderful interview there with Gary Clark, and fascinating story how... obviously, Colin McKenna is in the ownership of the horse, and it was previously trained by Kieran Maher in Victoria, and the tragic passing of Gary's son, Guy, earlier this year. So, it was a fitting way to end things yesterday with playoffs taking out the Darwin Cup. And Colin McKenna will actually be our guest on Beer and Skittles with Gareth a little bit later in the show as well. So looking forward
terrific.
To catching up with Cole after, I'm sure he would have a bit of a hangover this morning.
Hey, some big news in both. It was almost like a dead heat. Nick Redden resigning at Racing SA, the CEO, of course, done a lot of terrific things, but obviously controversial role with the loss of jumps racing over there, particularly at Oakbank. And Dale Brown, the CEO of Racing Victoria, is vacating the chair as well.
Yes, that's right. So Nick Redden's been the CEO of Racing SA for the last 2.5 years, and you're right that it has been a controversial reign, I guess. No doubt different people within the industry will have a different view on how that has gone. I thought his comments were interesting in this article written by James Safaris that he sort of had a little bit of a dig there at the Labor government, the newly elected Labor government, as a bit of a passing shot. It says, "It is my hope that the Melanuscas state government realises how disadvantaged we are as an industry in South Australia from a consumption tax funding perspective and addresses it in the short term so the new CEO can continue to build on the growth that has been achieved over the last 2.5 years." So a little bit of a passing shot there, Matty.
Well, there was... 2 or 3 years ago, I remember talking to a lot of the breeders and the racing people over there. They were on their knees because of the point of consumption tax issue and therefore lack of income coming into prize money and so on. So a nice passing shot, I would say, for Nick Redden there.
Yeah.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about the New Zealand Pacing Cup, about the handicap stand-start situation, and people were a little bit polarised by that. Which way has it gone?
Yeah, so there has been a little bit of talk about that and whether or not the races would revert back to handicaps, but as of yesterday, a decision was made that the New Zealand Trotting Cup and other major Group 1 staying races will remain free-for-alls and not revert to handicaps. So there'll be a further review conducted later in the year, I believe, and... a decision would need to be made after that review as to whether those change. But for now, things will remain the same. Just on Dale Brown, sorry, Matty, he'll actually join us tomorrow morning at 8:45 for a chat about things. And there has been a bit of a rumour that he might have taken up a post in Hong Kong. So we'll get the latest from Dale on that tomorrow morning.
All right. Okay. Hey, visually, extremely lucky winning the Lightning at Morpheville on Saturday was awesome. And I even thought he might even gather Everest interest, and certainly Victoria very interested in keeping him for the Moya, Manikato and Dali. So that's the level of expectation. Do the numbers and the data stack up against the visuals with extremely lucky?
Yeah, it seems so. Look, the eye was one of the more impressive wins you're likely to see, wasn't it? And Dan O'Sullivan has... done his weekly ratings review there on racing.com, and his last 200 rating was outstanding. He looks a 100-plus rating horse in waiting after rating 98.2 there at Morpheville over the weekend. Certainly has the potential to measure up at group class sprint level races during the carnival. I think most people are thinking that he could be a Group 1 horse. He might be a horse that sort of fits the bill of a Manikato or a Moya, Matty. And speaking of that race... Coolin Gatta jumped out yesterday, and Dave Eustace was really impressed with her. And obviously, she won a lot of races at the start of her career, including a Magic Millions, and then ran pretty well in a Golden Slipper, really, off the preparation that she'd had. And she's another one of those horses that is going to be targeting a Moya Stakes and potentially a Manikato. So not your top-level Group 1 horses at this stage, But it is good, I guess, for the Valley and Racing Victoria to see some of those maybe, I don't know, 6 to 15 rated Group 1 horses, sprinters, aiming up at those races. So that's a tick for those bonuses that were announced last week.
Well, and it's going to be fascinating to see what plays out with the bonuses and the Everest and so on. And it is worth pointing out that when you break down the prize money for Manicato, Dali, these sorts of things, and you take away the slot out from the Everest and then you disseminate and break it all down, that the prize money breakdown is, in some ways, it's actually better if you don't compete in the Everest, if you don't win the Everest. So, yeah. Especially in an era where you've got a nature strip going around as possibly a hot favourite.
Hey, Matty, I've just got some breaking news, and it's not great news at all. I really don't have too much information on this at all, but I'm just reading an update from the Victorian Jockeys Association. We will chase this up. After a fall at Pakenham Jumpouts this morning, Michael Walker is to be airlifted to hospital. So there's further updates to come, but yeah, I've just received that message. So,
wow.
That's terrible news. So we'll certainly keep you posted on that.
That's absolutely terrible news. Fingers crossed there. We might even try and get Matt Hyland on just after 9 to get a little news update on the situation with Michael Walker. Fingers crossed for Michael Walker there. Elation and I'm Thunderstruck have jumped out.
They have, and they were impressive yesterday, Matty. So I know you might potentially be having a chat to Mick Price later this morning. It'd be great to get his thoughts on some of his spring stars. Gee, what a team they're assembling ahead of the spring. You know, I'm Thunderstruck's one of the favourites for the Memsey early on in the spring, and Elation's the favourite for the Golden Eagle. So if you own a horse with Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. at the moment, could be a very healthy spring for your pockets.
It may well be. I'm Thunderstruck's in the Cox Plate. And I'm not sold on him as a strong 2,000-metre horse. I'll be interested to see what Mick Price thinks about that. I know he's bred to be, but he'll be in the market, and so will State of Rest. I just think it's worth clarifying. When we spoke to Henry Field yesterday, of course, from Newgate, he's going to stand State of Rest, 90% chance of running in the Cox Plate. And I know there's an overwhelming push for him to run in the Cox Plate. He's going to stand locally in the ownership group, and that would seem to be the logical course. But there is still, I think there's still a little chance that the Breeders' Cup is on the table. Say he comes out and wins a big Group 1 in France by a huge margin. Just 90% is what Henry Field said, and that's not 100%, but it's certainly not 50%. So,
it's interesting discussion, isn't it? So, if you like betting in futures markets, State of Rest is $6 on the second line of betting, and Zaki is the $4.50 favourite. I know Gareth yesterday on RSN Central was really keen to suggest that State of Rest should actually be the favourite in that market, but you're sort of taking the horse on trust a little bit that he's going to be there on race day, and even though it didn't go to plan on race day for Zaki last year, you'd think he's more likely than State of Rest to be in a Cox Plate, even listening to Henry Field yesterday. Like, Zaki's a 98% chance of being there, you would have thought. So
that's exactly right. The $6 is the he's not here now. Yeah. Had he been in pre-training up at Flemington or something like that and trained locally, then he would be favourite because he'd be set for it, but he's still going to get here and he's still going to acclimatise, and hence the $6. Hey, there's a major... Oh, look, I hope this isn't another round of ping pong between New South Wales and Victoria, but there is a major Racing New South Wales announcement at 10 o'clock this morning as well. I've tried to sniff it out. My understanding is it's most likely to be another prize money announcement, which, okay, let's just see. When does it stop? But let's see. It may be something else. We're not sure, so we'll see what that is involved with that.
10 o'clock.
So, mate, what we'll do is if we can get any clarity whatsoever on the Michael Walker situation from the Jockeys Association or elsewhere, we might try and bring that to our listeners just after 9 o'clock if we can find out any information on the situation with Michael Walker, who has had a track fall at Cranbourne this morning and was airlifted to hospital. So, very concerning situation. So, we'll try and bring whatever information we can just after 9.
Absolutely, mate.
Thanks, mate. It is 9 o'clock, time for a news update with John J. Hollywood Bowden. And then we're back at the Race of Victoria Veterinary Seminar. We are at Cranbourne Racecourse. If you want to come along, please do. There's going to be some fascinating speakers here after 10 o'clock this morning. And we're going to speak to some of them. Marie McEwen and I are going to speak to some of those between 9 and 10 as we explore the issue of injury in racehorses and the need for prevention rather than cure as the absolute priority. So all that coming up. We might even have a chat to a couple of trainers as well. So all that coming up, but for now it's 9 o'clock.